Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Rene Lauritsen. He is the CEO of Link Reservations Limited. The stock symbol is LRSV over the counter. Rene, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rene, can you start off by telling our audience, exactly what your company does?
Yes, of course. The Link Respect is a subsidiary of Link Reservations, which is a CBD pet care provider. So what we do in essence is to offer CBD products, which is tailored specifically to pets such as cats, dogs, and now also horses. And our focus is on improving health and life conditions of our beloved pets, and we do very much believe that CBD holds the key to improving animals' overall health.
Okay, and this is this is, I guess, a natural alternative to what else is out there. Now, are your CBD products, an alternative for existing treatments that are out there, or is CBD a new form of treatment for pet health?
No. Well, if your vet says that your pets should have this and this medication, we're not gonna tell you to who otherwise. But CBD has been used by humans and pets for a long time, and there's a lot of evidence coming out all the time that says that CBD is a very good natural remedy for various things. And that's why we really believe in this product, and so it seems that the pet owners also do, because it's there's a lot of hype about it, very popular. And well, I can tell you that when you buy CBD, people should know, be focused on that there are two types of products out there. What we do is selling pure CBD, but you will also be able to find hemp oil, which is called full spectrum oil, which you should be a little bit careful about, because this is the plant, the entire plant squeezed oil out of. But then you get all of the other things that are in the plant also, and it seems that animals does not take this very well. What we do is sell pure, concentrated CBD. So we do believe they have very high quality products.
So the formulation of CBD products is different for for pets or for animals than it is for humans.
Yeah. This so-called full spectrum hemp oil, CBD oil, that's fine for humans. It's fine, but I would advise not to give it to animals. They could get stomach ache and diarrhea and other things. We only sell pure CBD. It's concentrated. It's very high concentrated CBD, and that's what we recommend.
Okay, so can you give us an overview of your product line?
Yes, at the moment we sell the pure CBD for cats and dogs, and we just also launched a line for horses, because they're also. Many people who owns horses, and it's a very expensive animal, and if they have problems with soreness, muscle soreness, or anxiety even towards people, CBD is a very good product for them.
Oh, that's interesting you mentioned that. So it seems like a lot of we hear about a lot of pets or dogs. I guess horses, having some, especially those that live in cities, that they have, anxiety, and this creates all sorts of behavior problems. Can your CBD products help alleviate this anxiety?
Yeah, okay, you talked about not horses here, but for cats and dogs that live in big cities, many of those have problems. They get stressed or they get anxiety, and that's because, of course, being in a city isn't a natural environment for any animal. There's a lot of noises, and it gives them stress. There's a lot of people, and maybe they don't have much space, and it's there's a lot of evidence out there that CBD after just a few weeks actually would help against a thing like stress and anxiety.
Okay.
So it's very recommendable if you have a city animal that you are away from, and it barks or seems to have anxiety or seems to be depressed, maybe.
And so what products, how many products do you have in your line right now?
At the moment, we have three. It's for cats, dogs, and a small potent one for horses. But we're always on the lookout for more projects, and we are going to develop more products very soon.
Okay. Now, have you launched this yet? Is this being sold right now?
We are producing now as we speak. We are producing, and then we are ready to launch and sale. We are making a e-commerce shop as we speak. Actually, it'll be ready well next week, I would think.
Okay.
And we're ready to sell, but next step is also to find agreements with retailers. So we'd like to sell in brick and mortar shops as well.
Okay. And what's going to be the price point? So actually, what is the product? Is it a liquid form, or like what, and how much, what will these sell for?
We sell, it's liquid form, yes, it's oil. We start out with oil because it's easy to administer into your pet's mouth and hope it doesn't bite you, or just if it's too much anxiety, you never know, or you just put it in the daily food. Okay, that's just easy when it's oily. Our oil is without flavor, so you can give it to them, and the price range will be 39.95 for a bottle, but we do give discount if you buy more bottles at the same time, which you will be able to see on our web shop
Okay,
next week.
so 39, 39.95 US dollars.
Yes.
Okay, so no, I ask because the company you're based in the UK.
Yes, that's correct. But
Okay.
we are listed in the U.S. as you mentioned in the beginning, and the markets we're gonna start out with is U.S. That's where we're gonna start out. We now have production in place and web shop soon and et cetera. And then we're gonna jump over to Europe as well because they of course also love animals as much as you guys do.
Right. And I think more inclined towards, natural forms of treatments.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing in
Yeah.
Europe, yes. It really is. So,
So when now, so you mentioned you're going to be starting the e-commerce sales. So we're, what is it? Today's May 7th. So in mid-May, next week or two, you're going to be launching sales. What about you mentioned the brick and mortar sales. What's kind of like your distribution strategy? How are you going to get this into the retail channels? Is this going to start off in the US?
yeah, it's going to start in the US and at the same time we're going to start in Europe, but in Europe also first with a web shop and then also Rick and Morty. And we're gonna find some people who knows more about this, or some people who are already in the business and can help us kicking some doors towards supermarkets such as Walmart, that's it, but also wholesale pets, toy companies, everything it has to do with pets.
Okay.
But we're gonna get some agents in the US to help us with this.
So what is the competitive landscape like in this pet health business? Like, are there other CBD type products on the market right now, or what are you competing against right now?
Yes, there are CBD products in the US, much more in the US than in Europe. It's not much in Europe yet, which is something we're gonna exploit, of course. But we're gonna start in the US. There are other competitors and a variety. And as I said, some sell full spectrum hemp oil, which is a much lower quality than pure CBD. It's called CBD isolate. What we sell, it's pure. It's isolate means, well, it's isolated, the compound from the plant CBD that is in our oil. So you get a very high quality here, and our manufacturer also gets it lab tested, so to ensure that it is the highest quality, and yet we sell it at what we think is a competitive price. So we think that we could take a big chunk of the market, but we're not gonna stay with just selling CBD oil. We have other products in line, and that's if you want to talk about that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's a functional food for people, which is a huge thing for humans. It's food which has health benefits. We're gonna make this with CBD also, so we get CBD, pure CBD, but then stacked with other supplements to treat certain conditions, and that means that we could actually improve the effects of CBD, such as mentioned, anxiety. CBD works against anxiety, but we would be developing new products where the base is CBD, but we would stack it with other ingredients, which has shown to have a very good effect against anxiety and stress. So we'll come up with a product line, so we take care of several health issues for pets.
Okay.
Also, horses. You don't want a big, strong horse to be nervous or have anxiety, because a horse that goes crazy that could be harmful to the caretaker.
Right. Right.
So you would like a good quality product here. And yes, CBD in itself has shown to be good against anxiety and being nervous or stress, but we want to develop something that is unique and much better.
Okay, so I just want to be clear: are you planning to launch also the functional food products? Is that for humans or for pets?
For pets.
Oh, for pets. No humans involved. No, you're not doing anything for humans.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get that clearly. Okay, so you're going to be launching basically pet food with CBD. Is that right?
Yeah. Functional supplements, which would be CBD stacked with other ingredients, health ingredients.
Okay. Also, supplements.
Yeah, supplements. Okay, so we focus where CBD in itself has effects on a variety of conditions. We like to make some supplements with CBD, but it's focused on certain conditions and thus making it better.
Okay. And what's the timeline for launching for expanding into that area of the market?
Well, we are already trying to find out what supplements to stack it with CBD, what would work. And we do have manufacturing facility for that in place. So it's something that will, well, it's hard to tell, but coming down the line this year.
Okay, and how big is the opportunity, do you think, for CBD products, in the pet health market?
Well, it's pet health in general is huge. It's anticipated to be an industry of I think I saw $30 billion by 2025. But that's pet care industry in general. And this market is just going to be more and more massive as people get more and more money between the hands, and the economy is doing well. So it's a immensely expanding market, and CBD becomes more and more recognized. There's more and more science about this and awareness in the market. So it's hard to tell, but it's a booming market, and it's just going to be booming for the next many, many years.
Okay, and how are you handling the manufacturing aspect? Is this contracted out?
Yes, we have contracted it out. We were looking for quite some time for a manufacturer that would meet our criteria. We were focusing on the three issues, which were super high quality and a quality that would be lab tested on a regular basis, and we need a manufacturer that could help us with the developments of future products, as mentioned, and then have a manufacturing capacity, and then of course a distribution network. And we were able to find such a supplier that fits these criteria, and we'll be working closely with them to develop and deliver the best quality CBD product for us. And we also managed to arrange with our manufacturer that they handle both manufacturing but also the fulfilling of the orders as well. So it's a vital end-to-end partnership.
Okay, so the actual shipping and customer service, the manuf you, you know the manufac the contract manufacturer will be handling that for you.
Customer service will be handled by us, but the filling of the orders, the shipping, yes, it
Oh, I
will
see.
be handled. Because it saves a lot of time, so we don't need to ship it to a warehouse and then ship it to customers. It will go directly.
Okay, and one thing I wanted to ask you about is the recent announcement with American Premium Water for the CBD water for pets. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's quite interesting. American Premium Water makes CBD water. It's CBD infused water, and they used hydronano technology for this. And they were looking to expand into the pet market, selling CBD water for pets. And we were, and always are, looking for new innovative ways of treating animals. So by combining our brand and set up with American Premium Water, we are hoping to create a new and innovative way to deliver powerful CBD properties to pets. So it's an interesting opportunity for us, and we'll be putting our brand on their water and be selling CBD infused water to pets.
Very interesting. And when and so who's going to be selling that? Are you going to be marketing it, or are they going to be selling it?
They're going to manufacture it, and it will be with our label, and we'll market it. our products, so to speak, but also with their brand on it. But it will be our brand and our products. We will market it.
Okay. And what is that going to sell for? It's going to be like bottles, the same, like, because they sell, I mean, their product is obviously, you know, for humans. What is this going to be selling for when you start going after the pet market?
Well, yeah, they focus on the water for people, and we'll then use water for pets. For some, it's easier to get the pets to take the CBD when it's in water. You just pour it in the bowl, and then it will drink it. It's CBD infused water. It's a bit different to oil. When it goes into the digestive system, that's a big difference of it from drinking oil or water. That is how quick it delivers into the system. So it will be sold as bottles, yes.
Okay, and what about I was going to ask you, the in terms of pricing, what's the pricing going to be like on that when you start selling it?
We are not that far ahead yet. I'm sorry to say, so I can't give you that, but we of course need to be competitive, and we will. But I can't give you prices on that at this time. We are not fully ready with the product yet.
Okay. So, Rene, can you tell us about your background and also some of the other key members of your team?
Well, long time ago, I'm educated, Bachelor of Economics, and been working with business development for many years. Also on the financial side, and I've been in the food supplements a couple of times before, so I know about this scope. And now I wanted to do, I was very, very much getting interested in this CBD thing, and studied a lot about it. And as many others, I like animals, so now I saw this opportunity in the market, CBD for pets. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But yeah, I've been involved with it before, but that was for people. That was for humans. We're involved in developing and selling food supplements.
Okay. What's your vision for the company over the next 2-3 years? Like, what is Link Reservations going to look like?
Well, I really look forward to these new products that I mentioned, because it'll be unique to Link Respect to have these food supplements, which is CBD based but stacked with other ingredients. So it focuses on various health issues that will position us very strongly in the market, and we will then, at some point, we've got and raise some further capital so we could do some massive marketing. And also, which I mentioned before, we'll go into the European market when it's set up in the US. We just copy and paste it into the European market and just expand from there.
Okay.
I see it's a huge market, but it's still under development. The market is still booming, and in Europe, they're not as far ahead with CBD as in the USA. So there's a market there which is basically up for grasp.
Okay. Final question is, what are some of the key milestones you have coming up over the next 6-12 months that investors can look forward to?
Which we will for sure do press releases about. But first and foremost here is of course the setting a full web shop, and then the brick and mortar development of functional supplements also for sale in the US. And then what I think is going to be very big take the whole process, the whole thing over to Europe and do the exact same thing there. That is something you I look very much forward to and see a big opportunity in. And then we will be doing massive marketing, so I'm sure that you will hear about us.
Okay, excellent. Well, on that note, Rene, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from your company in the months ahead.
Well, thank you for the interview, and if you want to do another one, let me know.
Thank you.